Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Bella Adventure. Bella Adventure asks, how do I blog for my MLM if I am personally branded in another field and don't want the two to mix? So I'm glad that you realize the importance of not mixing different niches or professions on one particular marketing channel, such as a blog. So that makes me happy. A lot of times I see someone that's in, health and wellness, and one blog is about, the antioxidant scores of organic strawberries, and the next one is how to make money on Craigslist, which is completely not congruent. You do want to have your marketing channels congruent. You want to have them specific and around a common theme. You don't want to go from here to here to here to here to here. So that being said, I'll give you a couple suggestions. One, you might think that I would suggest, oh, just start a new blog. Well, the problem is most people they're not consistent enough to make one blog successful, let alone two. And so it's pretty rare for me to tell someone to just go ahead and launch a second blog. So that'd be number one. Number two, keep in mind, you can have a common theme with an uncommon call to action. So let me give you an example. So let's say that someone has a health and wellness blog and they're in a health and wellness network marketing company. Well, they could shoot a video about health and wellness tips or, whatever. And then at the end of it say, hey guys, by the way, if you love health and wellness like I do, and you'd like to know a way that I make money from home with health and wellness, feel free to reach out to me. Now, see, that would be fine because the main core of that content is health and wellness tips. It just happens to have a different call to action. So that's something you could do. Now, to give you exact, suggestions here, I would kind of need to know what niche you're in, et cetera. But you can keep your headlines, your content focused around one thing, but you could always have a little call to action that is a little bit different. And so that's kind of what I want to point out here. Another way, so let's say that you are you're into speaking, right? Let's say you're into speaking and you're in a network marketing company that has nothing to do with speaking or business or anything. It could be whatever, right? So maybe you do speaking tips on this blog, but in one of the call to actions, you say, hey, by the way, if you enjoy my tips and my training and all the value I bring, and you'd like to know a way to work closer with me, feel free to reach out to me. See, I didn't publicly say what it was. I just said, if you like my stuff, reach out to me. And that is actually so powerful. See, most people, they think that they have to, tell everyone all the details about their company and then tell them to reach out. It's actually better to say less. You raise more curiosity than you do resistance. So that's yet another way. So in your keep doing what you're doing, if you have a successful blog, keep doing it, keep rocking it, and then just mix in some different call to actions. Just say, hey, if you like my stuff, feel free to reach out to me. I'm working on a new project and I'm looking for people to work with. Very, very simple. But focus on, instead of converting them on the blog to join your opportunity or to even buy your product, focus on getting them to reach out to you or to become a lead. That would be my suggestions for you, Bella. Hopefully that helps you out and everyone else listening. And if you want my free training all about blogging and branding, you can go to rayhigdon.com/blogging. That's rayhigdon.com/blogging. And it will teach you 5 ways to become an authority in any niche and also my thoughts on blogging and branding. So there you go, my friends. Hope you got value. Feel free to share this podcast with others and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.